Amnesty International blames the Boko Haram sect and security forces for more than 1,500 deaths since the start of the year in northeastern Nigeria. Boko Haram is known to carry out vicious attacks like a February attack on a federal government-run school in the northeastern state of Yobe, which specifically targeted the students as they slept in their dormitories. Dozens of children were either killed or abducted. It wasn't the first time Boko Haram, which is opposed to Western secular education, has attacked a school. Olufunke Oge is one of many Nigerian women calling on the government to take urgent action to protect children in northeast Nigeria.
I'm a woman and I'm a mother. And we actually saw those gruesome murders on TV. There's no woman that her heart will not lurch. What, you mean you carried your pregnancy for 9 months? You gave birth to the child, you nurtured the child, and the child's life was snuffed out? My goodness, that's terrible.
Thousands of women in several Nigerian cities have held rallies like this one to protest the killing of children and the abduction of young girls by the Islamist sect. Attacks attributed to Boko Haram have killed hundreds each year since 2010, but the violence has spiked considerably in the last 3 months. Joe Oke Odumaki helped to organize a recent anti-Boko Haram rally in Lagos.
So our work is to prove a point, and that point is that we need government to be much more responsible and responsive.
Three states in northeastern Nigeria are under a state of emergency. This is part of efforts by the Nigerian government to enable the military effectively deal with the Boko Haram insurgency, but this measure has not yielded much success. Some reports say morale among the soldiers quelling the insurgency is low because they are not properly motivated and are poorly armed. The rally organizers want the military to be better armed in view of Nigeria's huge defense budget. Boko Haram, which has links to Al-Qaeda, is waging a violent insurgency to install an Islamist government in Nigeria. About half of Nigeria's population is Muslim. The bulk of the remaining half are Christians. Dr. Sylvester Odion Ahene of the Lagos State University says the recent mass killings by the group appears to be an attempt to draw attention to itself.
But of course, because of the last scale of carnage that is involved, it becomes an issue. It draws instant attention because terrorists also carry out acts of subversion, act of terrorism, in order to draw, global attention to their cause. And within that context, I think they have done so, quite well. That everybody, the Pope, the United Nations, the US, the Americans, the British, everybody is condemning what they have done.
Even though troops have been deployed to combat Boko Haram in northeastern Nigeria, where it is most active, the military appears ineffective in stopping the sect. The military has also been accused of major human rights violations. The Amnesty International report released Monday states that soldiers have carried out hundreds of extrajudicial killings in the northeastern states since the conflict intensified. The worst of these incidents occurred on March 14, when more than 600 people were killed when soldiers regained control of a barracks and prison that had been taken over in a Boko Haram offensive. The spike in attacks and violent reprisals has left civilians in northeastern Nigeria with the choice between fleeing to safer areas or remaining in the crossfire. Sam Olukoya, FSRN, Lagos.